Very thankful to be here, and I didn't mind coming out tonight because I knew we had a bunch of called preachers, and I thought, sure, I'd get to keep my seat tonight, but I'm always thankful to get to be here, and I love being together with God's people, and you know, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom.
Amen.
There is. And I can only be me. That's all I can do.
Amen.
And we've heard some awful good preaching tonight.
Yes,
and singing,
sir.
And praying, and testifying.
Amen. Yes, sir, brother.
And aren't you glad that you don't have to be just like me? And I can't be like you. I guess I'm as plain and common as you can get. I had a great uncle all the way up until he died, little fellow in church. You'd see him and see somebody shake his hand. They'd say, good morning, Brother Hatler, how are you? And he'd always say, common. That was always his, and that's what he was. And I guess that I'm thankful that God has let me come to know Brother Joel and this church a little bit, and Brother Danny. But I'm like all the rest of these preachers here, that if God don't come, I could read you every scripture. Just wouldn't do us any good, would it? It might be a good Bible study, I guess, but it wouldn't be preaching. Been trying to serve God a little over 40 years. And,
Amen, Brother Chris. And
this is always new.
Yes, sir.
This is something I've tried to learn it, but you can't learn it. I've tried many times to take charge when I come up here. And that's like everything else in my life. When I take charge, it don't work out. But I hope that you'll pray just for a minute of time that maybe that God would lift me up just for a minute. You know, trying to preach, it's the hardest thing I've ever done. But when God blesses me, you know, you come out to our little church, and our church is, I guess we could use this up here for our church, over in Mount Airy. Come out to our little church, and got about four preachers out there, and go to call somebody up, and they're all hiding. That's one thing about it. We don't fight to get into this place, but you know what happens when that Spirit of God comes?
Amen.
And you may say, well, why did you ever do it in the first place then? But just like these other brothers, I tried not to. I tried awful hard to not listen to that voice.
Amen.
But you know what? There was a time in my life when I made God a promise. Lord, if you'll lift this burden off of me, I'll do anything that you want me to do. And you know what? I said that many times out of my mouth. And I just got in worse shape and worse shape. And I guess I was more of a beggar than I was a prayer. Just a 17-year-old boy. And you know what? And I did a lot of begging. And then something happened. I started to learn a little bit about how to pray.
Amen.
About how to turn my heart to the Lord. You know what? Here's the thing about it. It's pray, and I'll get out of your way here. Listen, I can only be me, Brother Joel.
Amen.
And you know what I'm like, and he knows he's got me. I like a fish out of water. Listen, but I'm telling you that there come a time in my life. I guess I cried every cry I knew, and I tried to clean myself up.
Right.
Listen, I tried awful hard. God,
God bless you.
And I'll just speak for a minute here. I've been so hoarse lately. But you know what? If I've got one breath left in me, I know how I want to use it, Brother Joel. And you know what? And I tried bargaining with my Lord. Lord, I'll stop doing this. And I'll stop doing that, Lord. And then surely I'll be good enough, God. The more I bargained, the lower I got.
That's right.
I'm telling you when it gets awful dark, Brother Joel. When I run out of works, that I thought I could trade. When it seems to get hopeless, it's just getting ready for my Lord to work. You know what? This world, we know what bad shape it's in. And I'm telling you, religion's about destroyed this world.
That's right.
You know what? I told a man today, I don't even want to be called religious, but I want to be called one of God's people. I'm telling you, ain't no wonder. Let's pray just for a minute of time. The Bible says, blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways.
Right.
Because I'm telling you, if you fear the Lord, you're going to walk in his ways.
Right.
And you know what? If you don't walk in his ways, you don't fear my Lord today.
Right.
I always put it like this: where there's smoke, there's fire.
Right.
If there ain't no smoke, there probably ain't no fire. Today, you go around this world here, go around this neighborhood, and you knock on the doors, and you ask them what their religion is. Most of them's going to give you, they're going to tell you what their religion is. People, ain't no wonder why old writer James, he wrote about that, didn't he?
Right.
He wrote about, a little bit of faith without words. He said, a man may say he's got faith with no words. I'll show you my faith by my works today. You know what I found out when I was praying on account of my sins? I found out that my works wasn't going to make me good enough. And I found out the hard way I couldn't make myself fit subject for heaven. My Lord, he's the only one that can bring light out of darkness to me. My Lord, he's the only one. I run into a dead end, he can open the way. My Lord, he can. He can part the sea, Brother Joel. I'm telling you today, this world, you know what it's full of? It's full of, the ones, you know what he said one time? You honor me with your mouth, but your heart is far from me. I'm glad today that God is a spirit,
that's
and he seeketh us to worship him. Look how we got all dressed up to come out to church a little while ago. I was just in blue jeans, in a flannel shirt, watching some little boys play football. But you know what? Dressing up don't make me something I'm not today. People, aren't you glad today? Listen, aren't you glad today that my Lord, he's looking in your hearts? Guess what? You can fool me pretty easy. You can fool this world pretty easy. I met a man in 1979, listen, that told me everything I'd ever been.
Amen. Yeah.
Listen, I met a man.
Amen.
Down on my knees. Yes. Listen, I'm pouring my heart out. I had a good mom. I got a good mom and dad. I'm the one. And they raised me the best they could. And you know what? Whenever I'd get in trouble, we'd run to mom and dad, wouldn't we? But Danny, there come a time, mom and dad, they couldn't help me no more. I remember when I was a child, and I'd go to bed at night, and I'd say my little prayer that I'd say, and I'd feel all right, and I'd just go off to sleep. But you know what? There come a time in my life. Listen, I was alive once without the law. You know what? The commandment came. Sin revived and I died. Listen, I died. People, and you know what? I'd lay down at night. I'd say my little prayer. It wouldn't work no more. There was something wrong. With this boy here. Lord. God, what's wrong with me? Lord. Listen, God, Lord, I just quit doing everything, God. What's wrong with me? And you know why? Here's how foolish that we are. Listen, I didn't bring nothing into this world. What did I think I was going to trade for a home in heaven? I never earned a thing in this world, and yet I'm ready to bargain for a mansion. People, it all worked that way. You've only got one thing. You've only got one little bargaining chip. Listen, that's your life. Listen, that's your heart today. Well, people, I'm telling you, listen. And I know because I tried everything. And you know what's wrong? Why? You know what's wrong with religion today? And it's always the easy way out.
That's right.
It's always the compromise, isn't it? If we do it this way and we do it that way, what the people will come in, won't they, Brother Joe? But you know what? I'm glad that my Lord didn't compromise. I'm glad my Lord, when the old devil told him, I'll give you all these kingdoms. Listen, just say the word and it's yours. I'll take away all your pain. Listen, you just say the word and my Lord, he didn't compromise. He must have known 2,000 years later there was going to be a little teenage boy. I know that.
Amen.
I know that. My Lord. When he was hanging on that cross, I know he was thinking about me. My Lord, why? And then through it all night long, I couldn't have taken it. I wouldn't have been that strong. But when he was breathing his last breath, wouldn't he? I thirst, he said. Why, you know what he was thirsty for? This is the man just went 40 days and 40 nights up on the mountain there. No food or drink. Do you really think he's hanging there for a few hours and now he's thirsty? Lord.
Yes.
Now, my Lord, he came down here for a reason. He had a plan. He had a plan. And he's hanging there and he said, I thirst.
and there was a little thief hanging there, breathing his last. That was me, people.
That's right.
In 1979, laying on a little cot in my home, ashamed for my mom and dad to see me cry. That thief was hanging there, and he looked over and he said, "Lord, Lord, remember me, Lord." You talk about my Lord. I gave him a little drink. He did. One last time before he took his last breath there. He had somebody call out to him, and he was able to say, "This day, you're going to be with me in paradise."
That's right.
God bless you, Lord.
You know what? I was raised up in a little home just outside of Detroit. My mom and dad, they were some of those folks in the 50s that went north for work. They came out of the hills of East Kentucky, Pike County, Kentucky. They're back there living there now in their 90s. And we had a little home, two-bedroom home up there, seven of us kids. And that little two-bedroom home, I can still tell you how we all slept. And you know what? Mom and Dad, they didn't have much naturally, so they tore that house down now. It wasn't even worth saving. And when I got in trouble on account of my sins, and I want you to think about this. If there's anybody here, maybe you're not sure about this thing we're talking about.
Right.
Maybe you don't know how real this is, being born again. What really happens. But when I was in trouble on account of my sins, that's what we always called it, in under conviction.
Right.
We weren't very educated either. When I was in trouble on account of my sins, and I began trying to pray. I didn't want anybody to know. I didn't want anybody to see. And I had a little cot that I would put out in one of the rooms. And I would wait till my little sisters and everybody was asleep. Because, like I said, there was only two bedrooms and seven kids. And you know what? I would wait till they was asleep, and I'd go, Brother Joel, and I would lay down, and I would try to pray. Allison, and I would begin to cry. And you know what? It would never fail. That door would open, and an old mom of mine would come in, and she'd sit down, Allison, on the edge of that little cot by me, and I would just turn my face away, Allison, so she couldn't see me, and I would think, oh, here comes the lecture, but you know what? She would just begin talking about how good God had been to her, Allison, and this little teenage boy thinking, Mom, you ain't even got enough to make your bills hardly. And you're telling me about how good God's been to you. But I'm telling you, it wasn't but just a few nights later why I could have told this world how good God is. How good He is. Because I know there's coming a morning.
Yes.
I'm going to hear my name called.
Yes. Yes.
And there ain't a force in this world going to hold me back.
That's right. That's right.
Yes.
I'm glad that when my God works, nobody can stand before Him. And you know what?
I'm glad, too, that with all the trouble and things that's going on in the world, that I don't look to any man in this world to be my spiritual advisor or my moral compass. I met a man in 1979.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes.
That when I fall and I say, Lord,
yes,
what have I done? He'll bring me back into the fold, won't he?
Yeah, he's the Lord.
Joel, you come on.
Hey,
get out of the way.
Thank God.